So, I've got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's biggest gaming sale of the year? I mean, these are Cyber Monday prices we're talking about, so it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there, with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Gift yourself a new Alienware 16 Area 51 gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core Ultra processors. And even better, you could get it during Cyber Monday. Plus, you could save on all kinds of displays and accessories like the Alienware 32 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So, I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before the lowest prices of the year go dark.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Folks, just finished recording. Unbelievable episode coming your way. Before anything, we say it all the time. We really believe it. We do think we are the most underrated podcast out there. We don't want to be underrated anymore. Let's get the boys to the top. We're going to take 5 seconds for you to like, comment, and subscribe just to keep this thing rolling. Subscribe, I would say, is the most important thing. I'm putting the graphic up there for you guys. 5 seconds. One. Thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. Let's get on to the Burnley Dumb Show. All right. We are live. We are.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I was sitting in like a waiting room area for like 2 minutes and I could hear you guys talking about me and I wasn't able to participate.
I'm sorry. Well, Joe, this is a new platform that we're using. We're trying to up the quality of the show here.
I'm not the person to talk because I don't do these things. But you know, there's an old adage.
Before you get into your old adage, what do you mean you don't do these things?
It's actually exactly what you do.
I'm not the guy who's setting up the pod, so like it's not for me to speak. But there's an old adage: if it ain't broke, you don't fix it. Like we've had a lot of success with the Zooms. I don't understand why now. We're changing this, and like you sent me the link on my phone. I had to forward the link through an email to then open that up, and then I was in a waiting room. It just seems a little complicated. That's all.
It's a heavy, heavy lift for him on a Sunday morning, Bob.
What did I say? I mean, you should know better, Mikey, to know that when I said it was going to be an issue, that it was going to be
I'm
like
not
you know
saying
better.
It's an issue. I don't understand why we're changing.
It certainly sounds like it's an issue. This is a new streaming device that we're using. This is meant for podcasts, and here's what you're going to get with this new streaming. We're not affiliated to it by any means. Well, I guess now we are. But a lot of times with the Zoom audio, it just picks up one of us. Like when Mikey's doing his food challenge and we're yelling, I'll say like quiet, quiet, quiet so one can hear the audio because it only picks up one. This should have everybody involved. This should up the overall thing. Now, the last time we tried to upgrade the quality of the show, it was a problem. But this is
different. Now, this is we're using StreamYard, and StreamYard is a very well known. I've used it before. It always looks good. It looks crisp. It looks fine. I mean, yeah, it's a little different of a process. You know, the link, it didn't go in the email. It went in the text message. You had to email it to my. But honestly, I mean, we're not going to complain about that. I don't think. I think this is actually a simpler user interface than Zoom.
I'm more concerned about the people who are tuning in to listen to the show. They have a lot of complaints. Remember, we tried to do the in-person thing, Mikey, and they were up in arms.
I feel
we were trying to better the show.
The tempers were running high too on all of us. Everybody was getting pissed. Everybody was mad at each other.
The first couple in-persons we did not hit. I feel like the ones we did from the course when we were in, where was the last place we were in? Georgia? That we recorded the live pod was in Georgia before
Virginia. Wherever the steakhouse was.
Was it Virginia? No, Virginia. Georgia. It was Georgia.
Georgia.
It wasn't in Virginia. Yeah, Virginia I didn't make. I got my flight got canceled. It was Georgia.
Oh, what was
before the Breezy. I felt like that one was very well received.
Was I there? Oh yeah, I was. Yeah, no, I wasn't.
That is tough to.
I missed Atlanta. It was Jersey. No,
no, no. You're there, Pete.
You missed Jersey. Atlanta. You didn't come to Jersey. You missed Jersey.
Oh yeah, I missed Jersey.
Which is a shame because I had a lot of high school friends that wanted to get their paws on Pete.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he talks like, about me like I'm a circus animal, Mikey. Like, that's
not true. I mean,
yeah, he does, dude. He goes yesterday. He was talking to me on the phone. And I guess he was out in public somewhere and some guys saw him as per usual. I mean, he's a star now. And they asked like to say hi to him. And he was very gracious. And then all of a sudden, as he's talking to him, he goes, oh, I got Cutsy on the phone. Yeah, he's absolutely out of control. And it's like I'm standing there on the other end of the phone. And these guys, I can hear them talking about me like I'm some kind of circus freak.
Well, Joe, there's another old adage. If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, by golly, it's a duck. You know what I mean?
I don't get it.
He's saying I'm fucking crazy,
dude,
Bob.
I called my dad for Thanksgiving, Joe, and he was like, you know, he's like, I watched that Brilliantly Dumb show last night. My dad's getting into it now, which is my dad. If you can get my dad as a faithful, as an audience member, you're good because he hates everything. He hates everything. So for him to watch and spend his time, because he wouldn't if he didn't like it. But he does go to me. He goes, you know that Cold Cuts? He goes, I like the guy, but I just cannot for the life of me figure him out. I can't put my finger on what this guy's about. I said, yeah, Dad, I said, that's kind of the overwhelming theme for the last 4 or 5 years. So you're not the first. Take a number.
Yeah, yeah, it is true. My dad always reminds me of the time where when he went to first meet Joe, I said to him at the Four Seasons, I was like, if I could just get the world to see what I see in the guy,
I said, before, Mikey, this guy would love to get me on like his version of the Truman Show and just have cameras rolling on me at all times.
By the way, I tried to watch the Truman Show, just not for me. Just absolutely.
He goes, it's too old. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, it's pixelated. I'm like, Bob, not everything is in 4K, dude. Bob, could you imagine that?
Pixelated. So let me ask you a question, Bob. Like, could you never then watch like an ESPN classic game? Like, let's say they played the Yankees 96 World Series, a game from there. And that's obviously, you look back, that's one of the weirder things, by the way. When you look back on sports from like the 90s, it looks like it's from 1970 now. It's just fucking nuts. But could you no longer watch it because of that? Because I will say, it is like your eyes, I feel like, are so trained now to look at crystal clear stuff. When you look at that, it's almost painful to watch.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally brainwashed. I'm like that new age, totally brainwashed, spoiled jerk off, like 100%.
His corneas and his retinas only adhere to 4K ultra. Dude,
I can't watch a Tony Gwynn at bat. I can't, you know.
You'll never watch Cal Ripken Jr.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, it does affect it a little bit. Like a movie that my dad loved that he's like, you have to watch, and we fight about it till this day. Like he wanted to disown me when I told him that it just wasn't for me. Raging Bull, I thought was terrible. That was awful.
Probably my personal favorite Scorsese movie.
That's really? What he's saying. He's like, it's one of the greatest movies of all time.
I love it, dude.
Oh, Bob, just saying that the movie's no good because it's black and white or it's pixelated.
That's even tougher because that's a black and white movie. So it's like, I that really is probably
that's tough. Like racial discrimination to movies.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
By the way, the thing, color.
The thing with Joe was they pulled up next to me and they're like, Bob, we love the Internet Invitational. Joe was on speaker, so they're like, is that Joe? So I was like, yeah, that's Joe. Yeah. So that's where that had came in. Look, I would say if you know, in person, because you heard me with the guy with CBS before, and I take a lot of pride in it. I think that to meet somebody in person, if you're a fan of Bob does sports, I don't think there's ever been an interaction where somebody can look back and say he was a prick ever. I want to have a flawless track record on that. As brutal as some conversations have been, I'm very keen on having a flawless track record.
Would you say I'm pretty good?
I think you're very good. Yeah, I think you're very So it's funny.
That's what pissed me off about this new hater, sorry to say, is he said that when we met him in Whistler, that I was a dick to him. And honestly, I really try, no matter where I meet people, to always be nice.
It's funny, actually. Narod's brother, Narod told me this last night. Narod's brother ran into one of his friends ran into Joe in Vegas. This is classic. Like, this is exactly how a Joe interaction would go. He said that Joe was such a nice guy, like overly nice, and he couldn't believe how much information he was sharing. Like, he talked about his new house.
His family.
Well, what do you mean? He's
cousins with the brother of Narod. So, like, I mean, he's kind of on the inside.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. He said he was incredibly nice. Like,
we talked for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. And Joe will do that. You're very good in those situations. I think Mikey's very good in those situations. I think we're all very, very good. Mikey's
a little intimidating just because how big he is. Some people get scared of him.
That's a problem. That's a problem because a lot of assumptions are made right off the bat. You know what I mean?
But that's not your fault because you're a gentle giant.
It's not my fault. And there's another problem with that too. The other problem with that is that if I ever get a little bit loud or chirpy, I come off amplified.
Oh, like, yeah.
That is true.
And that's not fair. That's simply not fair.
You're at a disadvantage.
If I was like 5'6", nobody would even give a shit. Nobody would give a shit. They really wouldn't. But
I think what's very fair, Mikey, what you've said, and I think it's very true, the more I've got to spend time with you, because you see it happen all the time. If people will come up to you and they'll be like, oh my God, how tall are you? And then he has to give the size. If you did that to someone, and you've said this, but if you did that to somebody who's short, that would be a problem. You can't go up to somebody. Or if you went up to
somebody who's like morbidly obese and you're like, how much do you weigh?
Well, some people do that.
Like, you can't do that with anybody.
I think that people, go ahead.
The tables have turned a little bit because I'm 6'7" and I still don't know. I still don't know what this 6'7" thing is. I have no idea what it's in reference to. My kids say it now. So it's my kids are saying it. But now if somebody comes up to me and asks me that question that I find really, really just annoying, it's not offensive to me, but it's just annoying because it's like the conversation starter and people think that it's acceptable, whatever, fine. You have nothing to talk about other than my height, fine. Well, how tall are you? I just give them the 6'7" now. And that annoys them because they hate that. So it's like my little counter. It's kind of nice.
There you go.
Just go like this.
But anyway, you are at a disadvantage. It's almost like you're playing on the road all the time. You don't have a home game. Like that's tough.
That's a pretty good way to put it, Joe.
It is true. I think the reason being, and I'm not saying that this is an excuse for people, but I think the reason that people think they could ask you how tall you are is because being tall is a compliment to a degree.
Good.
Compared to they know that being short is so that's why they feel the clearance. You know what I mean?
Yes, no question about it. I love being tall. There's no question about it. Now I feel like I'm a little freakishly tall, but even still, that's fine. It's not so much the question. It's just the sometimes the sheer audacity of the approach. Approach is nuts. I've had guys and people come up to me in like I'm in line to get coffee in the morning before I go to work. And they're like, yo, you're a huge fucking guy. How tall? Like, it's just like, to me, it's just like, man, oh man, like, what's your name? You know, what, you know, how you doing? Like, it's just right to business, but that's fine. That's fine.
I get it. I do. I've seen, I told you one of my biggest regrets. It's on video is when I first met Mikey, which it was me and Jersey Jerry were pulling up to meet Mikey, and I said word for word, holy shit, you're tall. And it's so brutal because you see Mikey, like, it's the first time he's meeting me, so obviously he's not gonna like jerk me, but in his face he's like I'm tall.
And then Mikey, I embraced him like a brother.
Was that at
I said, look at this fucking guy, and I just gave him a bear hug.
Yeah, it was a big hug. Yeah, it was a big hug.
That was where I gave D-Man the watch.
Yeah,
the infamous. Yeah,
the cure.
Yeah,
I still got that, baby.
Joe will tell you. He'll tell you.
Yeah, and then Mikey Rolex came and killed my business. Mikey Rolex came and just.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
But, the dumbest podcast, we don't want to get into it, but the dumbest thing we have ever done in the show's history was do that podcast. And we all know what we're talking about. I think I've had Lambs delete it. If not, I should. The dumbest thing we've ever done. The dumbest thing, hands down. All right. Wait, Joe mentioned that hater series. I obviously pumped that a lot. I was really excited about it. Did you get a chance to see it at all, Mikey?
Yeah, I've seen clips from it. I've had people are just chirping me about it. Joe has a laundry list of people that want to play him, bro.
I've
never had more hate in my life. My DMs.
But I tell you what, though, I stood up for you there, Joe. Again, I'm on your side again. So these people are out of their minds, bro. These people are sick people. Some of them, they really are.
I go in the DMs. They were like nice to me in the past, and then they now are talking mad shit just because they want to get on the show. And I'm like,
right, it's a sickness. It's a sickness.
What are we doing here? It is. He's getting, even now, I get people will DM me and they'll just shit on Joe now just to get on the series. And people have said, and I feel bad for people because these are the people that support us and are probably positive. They're like, Bob, instead of bringing on somebody like who's a hater who doesn't deserve the airtime, why not bring on a guy who supports the show? And like, I get what you're saying for sure, but the hater is what sells. Like, that's what people want to see. Yes. Bro, people love the Josh Allen messaged us how much he loves it. Like, we got hit up a lot.
Joe versus Pro.
Yeah, everybody wants action on Joe. Everybody wants action.
Everybody.
And no, half of them will all beat me. I'll probably lose most of my matches.
I mean, there's about 100 only subs that are looking to fucking go after Joe big time.
Is there some beef there?
Yeah. They hold a lot of animosity towards Joe. Do. But I quell them very quickly, Joe, because I don't know why
they come at me like a pack of fucking coyotes.
I think they think you're a little, you know,
abrasive towards them.
Perhaps. Yeah, perhaps.
I think, like, to me, a guy who hasn't been in that chat, I do think there's some beef there. Because sometimes you will take some only sub shops at those guys because those guys can get under your skin. Yeah,
based on my prior interactions with them on that chat, some of them were just out of control. Now, some of them, very nice. Like, there's the guys who, like, I'll shout out, like who are, like, OG fans who are there.
Frankie DeLuca.
Miles Laughlin's always been nice. But then you get some of the guys, and now that Austin Carver was one of the main ones.
That's the guy you hate. Yes.
You know what? Now we've actually quelled the beef. I think he had a kid right before me, right after me, and we have had some good messages. But some of them, they know me, and so they try to, like, get under my skin, and I don't take kindly to that. I'm just like, why are you trying to, like, you know, get a rise out of me? Like, you know what's going to happen. You know where this goes.
There used to be a time where I would, like, send Cutsy the screenshots of what he's saying back to people and be like, why? Like, why are you saying this? We don't need this. Like, why do that? I've learned there's just no stopping.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
It's just nothing.
Let the big dog eat, bro.
Just yeah, 100%. Well, look at the series we got out of it. Now I just let him run.
It's great. Yeah.
It's an awesome series.
The good thing is it'll never end because I'll continue to have hate for the rest of my life. Yes.
Now, I know I hyped the first one, so for the next guy coming on that's already filmed.
One of the worst.
Yeah, how's this guy?
We pull up on this hater, and so what I'll do is I'll do a Zoom call with them to kind of vet them.
We've talked about this. Your vetting system of making sure that the person's not dating.
With the Jets.
Correct. So I'll come on. I'll be like, so what do you hate about Joe? Like, it's like I'm like producer of the Jersey Shore, you know? And I started early. I get them going.
Bob tried to make it like he was a background investigator for the FBI. Yeah, I call these guys and vet them before they go on the show.
Yeah, he's like Chris Hansen trying to get me.
That's the number one question. So let's hear about the new guy.
So the new guy, I'm like, this guy is perfect. Like, fits the, you know, he's from Alabama. Down there in Alabama. Like, we're talking.
This guy's never seen a skyscraper, Mikey.
Mikey,
what?
never seen a skyscraper.
So
see, that's not right, Joe.
No, that was a shot. Right.
It's a shot.
100%.
I'm building up the hater series.
So this guy, first off, he met us in Vegas. him and his wife, who we brought or soon to be, decided to get married at one of those things in Vegas.
Chapels. Yeah.
They were like celebrating being on the Hater series, and they decided after they were going to go get married at one of the chapels.
But like that was like their actual marriage. Like they hadn't been married already.
Yeah. And I went over her and asked her, like, you know, is this what you want? She's like, absolutely. What better way to celebrate? By all means, you know, by all means, we show up. 8 a.m, he's got a Miller Lite in his hand and a ciggy, and he's smoking the ciggy. It's like out of a movie. It's perfect. I feel like Don King, man. I love this role. I'd rather prefer this role than playing in the videos. This is my role. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I told you, you're the Vince McMahon of YouTube golf, Bob.
He's the conquistador of chaos, bro.
Yeah.
He really is. It's but I said this years ago before this. I mean, I was saying this years ago. He is the circus, the ringmaster of the circus. That's what he is. Yeah. He's a ringmaster. And he's just got his lions and tigers jumping through flaming fucking hoops. Right? That's what he's doing. And God bless, because we're all better for it. So it is what it is. It's fine.
Put Barnum and Bailey out of business, that's for sure.
He did.
We're all better for it.
Speaking of chaos, next week, Mikey, we got our little wager.
Yeah.
We're gonna be together.
We're going to get into that. Before anything, Mikey said we're better for it. So I just want to take that to let you know that you are better for the fine folks over at Ghost Bed Mattress. Ghost Bed Mattress has just been designed. They have higher quality materials, better feel, and will make you sleep longer at night. Good old REM sleep, Peter. Choose from 3 models available in foam or hybrid with 2 firmness options, medium or medium firm. Here's the best part, if you ask me, advanced cooling. They got patented cooling technology and breathable materials keep you cool all night. A family-owned business and sleep experts with 20-plus years experience. How do you become a sleep expert? I don't know, but they got 20-plus years of experience, 60,000 5-star reviews. You can't go wrong with the fine folks over at Ghostbed. Now, every mattress ships free and fast. Most orders arrive in 2 to 5 days and comes with a 101 night sleep trial plus a 20 to 25 year warranty. Right now, during Ghostbed's Cyber Monday sale, you can get 25% off site wide for a limited time. Just go to ghostbed.com/dumb and use promo code dumb at checkout. That's ghostbed.com/dumb, promo code dumb. Upgrade your sleep with Ghostbed, the makers of the coolest beds in the world. Some exclusions apply. See site for details. Thank you, Ghostbed. We are going to be together next week. We're going to a Kansas City Chiefs game, thankfully to the fine folks over at DraftKings. Now, I said if we're going to go to an NFL game, let it be a night game. So we get the Chiefs night game. I would like to do some barbecue at some point, but then going on, which I'm going to try, would like to stream if doable. You got Mikey going up against Joey D, Packers, Bears, with 2 really good bets on the line.
Yeah, and be in town by that time, Bob.
The problem is this game was originally supposed to be a 1 o'clock. They flexed it to the 4.
So that's now better.
Is that better? I don't know, because then it runs into the night game. I don't know what time we got to be at Arrowhead.
It's better from the time that we get in Sunday. It's definitely better.
Yeah, so that's another dilemma. That's another dilemma I'm facing right now, because I'm supposed to. There's no direct flights on Sunday at a reasonable time from Newark, so I'm taking a Saturday night flight at 9 o'clock at night. But now the Big Ten Championship is in the middle of that thing. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do that and miss the Big Ten Championship game.
I know this sounds really bad, but people are gonna disagree with it. At the end of the day, with Ohio State, they're going to have a top-4 seed, even if they lose.
That's true.
They'll be a top-4 seed. It doesn't matter.
No, not watching that game though.
Sure. I just, now that you guys beat Michigan, because I really happen to like Ryan Day. I find him to be very classy. I like him. He was so classy after they won. I was kind of happy for him that he got the monkey off his back, to where now he can just enjoy. Like, even if Ohio State, if they lost to Michigan again, and then they go out and they win the national title, as great as that would be, he's still yeah. So
I think yesterday you could tell his demeanor and everything. Like, it looked like another huge weight just lifted off his chest. And Bob, I'm gonna, he was very classy at the end. He does a lot of stuff with mental health stuff. So that was a great win. We needed that win in the worst way.
Were you nervous the way the game started? That looked
very much, very much so. I mean, Michigan on the first play busts a 36-yard run, and then Ohio State's first possession, two throws in, saying who's he bounced back incredibly. He threw a bad interception on the second throw, but he came storming back. They did what they had to do. They ran the ball very well.
I think your guys' defense is what won that game for the most part. Like,
unbelievable.
Dude, they just couldn't move.
They couldn't score. And once their starting running back got hurt, they couldn't even run the ball.
My thing is, like, you paid this quarterback so much money to come there. You paid him $15 million to come to Michigan. And I get he's a true freshman. But, like, they didn't even look like there was a point in that game where they were going to let him. They just didn't let him off the leash. Like, you got to let him just sling it. Just let him. What are you playing for? If you lose the game, you know you're out of the playoff anyway. You got to win that game no matter what. Just if he throws four interceptions, so what? So, like, there's a point where you just got to let him off the leash. You paid him all this money. And that was what I thought was like they were doing Ohio State favors. They were running that same archaic, we're going to run the ball directly at you. That's what we do because we're Michigan tough and Michigan this. And that when it wasn't working, I was like, they're going to start letting this kid scramble out and use his legs and throw it on the run. They never did. And that was it.
It was cool getting the Coach Wink messaging us after. He almost uses that group chat to really let it out, let some air out.
What did he say?
We're not going to go into what he said, but
he was very classy. He congratulated me. He was very classy.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Now, mind you, I'm going to tell you this, Bob, which you don't know. This guy was texting me all week with weather updates about the snow and showing me how it was going to snow there all week, trying to get me all fucking hyped out because of the snow.
Yeah.
Because he knows the snow. He knows the snow. Like, that would probably play against Ohio State's advantage if it was going to snow like that. So he kept sending me screenshots of the weather update from Ann Arbor every day, fucking with me.
They were.
But he's a great guy. Great guy.
All right, let's go into our buy or sell of the week. Oh, actually, before we get into the buy or sell, the Lane Kiffin thing is nuts. It's like a reality TV show while we're still on college football.
That's actually my sell.
It is. All right, so PD.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, go ahead, PD.
My sell was the fact that they are a contending team to win, and they're going to be in the playoff, and it's like all anybody's talking about is their head coach not going to be there next year. In no other sport does that happen simultaneously throughout the entire season. It's to the point where it's like, it's preposterous. It's got to take away from the team being successful when they know their coach is like potentially talking to someone else about leaving. And it's not like they're a garbage team. It's not like they're a team that doesn't have a chance. Like, they're a legitimate
contender. They're good. Ole Miss is good.
They're very good. And it's like, whether or not they're going to win is a whole other thing, but they're going to be solely in the playoff. Like, it's just, I've never seen another sport where there's that much discussion about the coach leaving and the season is in full swing. Like, it's insane to me. I don't understand why they would even leak that until after the end of the season.
Kiffin will try and keep it about the players and whatnot, but there's just no way
you can't, though, really. Yeah, you can't. Yeah. Like, the cat's out of the bag now. Again, he's going to LSU, but I don't think there was any chance he was staying at Ole Miss when the Florida job opened up. So once the Florida job opened, but then once they fired Brian Kelly and LSU opened up, but now the problem is, like what Joe said, the deal is apparently done. It's just a matter of they're trying to figure out if he's going to be allowed to coach this Ole Miss team in the playoff, which is really bizarre, which is really bizarre. Like, I don't know. Like, if you're Ole Miss, if I'm Ole Miss, I want him to coach in the playoff, to be honest. I want him to coach because he's the best coach to do the job. You know what I mean? So it's like, I get the animosity because he's going to leave. But at the same time, like, that's the big debate now is he going to coach them the rest of the year? I don't know.
Yeah. At the same time, too, I see what you're saying. It's like the best chance with him coaching. At the same time, when you know your guy's leaving, it's just got to leave such a bad taste to then have him suit up. Like, I actually do understand it from both sides. But, yes, I think at the end of the day, I would let him run. Mike, I have to ask because we haven't discussed it. I have to ask.
Go ahead.
The tweet, the source tweet. I'm going to read the Mikey B tweet. This happened 10/21. So before the
LSU. Yeah, before LSU. That's important context. It's important.
It is. Hey, I reported it all. I'm reporting it all. This was before the LSU job was there. Mikey B, 10/21, over 500,000 views.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's big league stuff. You can save and bookmark this to cook me at a later date if you so choose.
Which everyone will.
But I'm hearing it's going to be Lane Kiffin to the Gators. Key, and I quote, keys to the city. Blanket Jack type of deal.
Yeah.
Hashtag Gators.
Yeah.
Hashtag B2M.
Thanks to Metcalf.
Yeah. I don't want to ask you for the source, but did you go to your source and be like, what the fuck? Like, this happened again? Is this the same source?
No, because again, I was told, and this is someone very high up in the college football landscape, very high up in the college football landscape. Again, I'm not going to say who, but people could imagine, I would think now at the point where what I'm doing, like, you could probably rest assured that I'm not making that up. Like, it's a high up source in college football. And their exact words were, it was a done deal with the offer that Florida gave them. And then once LSU opened up, it fucked everything up. So obviously at the time, we all thought, a lot of people thought, that he was going to go to Florida. And it came out Florida gave him a gigantic offer. So I think if LSU job never opens, but, you know, Brian Kelly was a clown at LSU and he fucked my whole thing up. So that's what happened. So I blame Brian Kelly and Garrett Nussmeier. That's who I blame. I blame the LSU Tigers for fucking it up yet again, because he would have been, I believe, Gainesville would be Lanesville, Bob. I believe it was Lanesville. That's what I believe. Yes.
Would you put your more of the blame on Brian Kelly than yourself?
100%. 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Brian Kelly. Let me tell you something about Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly came down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, when he got hired there from Notre Dame. He was known as pretty much like a little bit of a snake for leaving Notre Dame. Had Notre Dame playing well, not as well as Marcus Freeman has Notre Dame playing, by the way. Comes down to Baton Rouge, gives that talk at the basketball game where he makes a Southern accent.
That was bad.
It's a Southern accent. Okay. The guy's just, Bob, you know what Brian Kelly is? He's a scoundrel. The guy's a scoundrel. Okay. And he had a team this year that was a favorite to win the national championship. A favorite. This was a team with Garrett Nussmeier coming back to quarterback, who was a Heisman candidate at the beginning of the year, was supposed to be a team that was supposed to do serious damage, and they fell as flat on their face as you possibly could. He fucked everything up, and his departure led to the change for Lane Kiffin. That is what I believe. Now, you'd have to ask Lane Kiffin. I'm sure you'd have to ask Lane Kiffin. Can't ask Lane. I don't know.
But, Mike, the only thing I will say,
hit me.
Time that you tweeted that out, where you said that pretty much it seemed like a done deal, at the time that you tweeted out, Brian Kelly was one game away from probably being rode out of town.
What game was it? Oh, the A&M game after the A&M game. And by the way, they had the lead. They had the fucking lead in that game.
Clown,
bro.
That's why you just don't ever make assumptions, man. It'll bang you every time.
All right. So you are putting this, I just so we have it on the record.
Oh, but I'm going to wear it. Everyone could clap at me, which they will. That's no problem. But Penix to Metcalf rolls on.
We need Penix to complete one to Metcalf, dude. We do. We need, like, he's an over.
I may have something brewing, by the way. I may have something.
Can we call Shefty?
So it involves, no, it's not an NFL, it's a college, and it involves college coaching, and it's a high up, well known household name. We will see. I can't say anything.
Mike, you gotta put that out here.
In person, we could talk about it. We could talk about it in person. I don't want to out the guy. I can't do that right now. It's not close enough yet, but we will get it.
Michael.
This is exactly how Schefter started, by the way. People don't know this. Adam Schefter, before he got into it, he did a podcast with two of his friends, and this is how he got started. And then he got one right, and one turned into two.
You
two
just got to see three. That first one go
you
in the
hoop. You got to go.
That's it, man.
It's like once you see it go in the hoop, then you got
it's
the
It's like
confidence.
The Turkey Day teaser, Joe. I just needed to see the teaser go through the hoop. And then once that happened, you know, we had a nice little weekend.
The problem with the L's, though, is that it's been like these guaranteed, no doubt
tough.
About
it's
it.
Tough. Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. You know what it is, Bob? It's like I think my team. Somebody said this to me, and I they might be right. My teams might be doing too much winning, and like it's fucking
Mikey's
up everything
been
else.
Doing a lot
Bears. Bears never win ever. They never.
Yeah.
They'll get back to earth next week. They'll take that out next week. Yeah.
You know what though, Joe? Did you not think? I mean, I went to the game. By the way, shout out, cuz what hospitality this guy is.
Did he have you in a nice suite or something?
He did. He did. He did. Oh, yeah. He did. Yeah. And you know, for people, by the way, people were cooking me in the comments on my video saying, you know, you're a coward that you didn't wear your Bears gear to Philly. But they don't understand the circumstances that I was a guest of a player, so I didn't want to disrespect. I didn't want to disrespect anybody. You know what I mean?
Even if not, first off, because you are a bigger guy, I feel like you would just have a target on your back, 100%. Which not necessarily that you care, 100%. But you just want to enjoy the game. So, like, I don't fault, like, Miles sent me a message. Do you believe Mikey didn't go in his gear?
I talked to him. I talked to him.
To the World Series with a black T-shirt on. I don't want to bother with it. I don't want it. Why want beer bottles thrown at you, or I don't want to deal with it.
I got sniped by about three or four people coming out of the stadium that were like, Bear Down, what the fuck are you doing here? Why are you at an Eagles game? And why do you not have any of your Bear shit on? At least four people did that to me. No. And I tried to just like laugh and just like try and explain. I was like, well, you know, I didn't come from my house. I came from my in-laws' house. I didn't have anything on me, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, the Bears are winning football games. Joe, there's no way you thought Bears were beating the Eagles, because I didn't think there was a chance in hell they'd beat
them. No, but I also didn't think the Eagles could look that bad, dude. They are in shambles right now, bro. Holy shit.
I mean,
Bob thinks that they're the best, but they're...
Ticket's been saying it all year, but I feel like Ticket is like Jet.
Ticket made a fortune
on his team. He's always
going to shit on
his team.
Ticket told me against the Cowboys game, he bet against them.
Yeah, he did. He did.
You bet the Cowboys money line like four times.
He did. He did.
Tickets Eagles fandom never used to bother me. It's starting to bother me in the sense of when I was watching the Yankees, I'll never forget it. When I was watching the Yankees playoff game, Ryan McMahon was about to field a pop-up. They were clearly about to lose the series, and he fell flat on his face trying to catch a pop-up. And I was like, man, these guys. And he's like, man, you're really hard on them, Bob. Hold on. The Eagles just won a Super Bowl, and you are acting like this team.
It's
and
crazy.
By the way, the Eagle fans, that if you look at the game, you would think they're 2-10 and haven't won in a decade.
Bob, I was in the building. You want to talk about a fan base that is ready to drop Jalen Hurts at the drop of a – they are ready to walk away. I would say 60 to 70% of their fans are ready to walk away from Jalen Hurts. Like, legitimately, they want to see the backup quarterback in. They're done with him.
Who is their backup? Just
Tanner McKee.
What?
So
problem.
He's a good player, though. He's a nice little player. He's a good player. But again, Jalen Hurts, like, once you play like that in a Super Bowl and you win a Super Bowl, it's kind of hard to. But Ticket is like Jet. I text Jet every Bears game during this run. I've texted Jet at the end of every Bears game on this run. And he has, until this week, finally, he goes, that was impressive.
But Mikey, the truth about...
But he still went back to Caleb stinks. He hates Caleb. Hates Caleb.
The truth about Jet, though, he has so many bets going that he has lost his even fandom because he can't do fantasy football. He can't root for a team because that contradicts him being able to bet against them. So he can't even have regular fandom.
We talked about it in the cart yesterday, Bob, literally, like on our episode of Bob Nerd Sports. He told me that once the Cubs won the World Series, he just stopped caring about anything. Like that
was it.
He didn't care anymore. He's all
but that's fair though. I mean, that was that type of like that's like that experience for Cubs fans is akin to the Red Sox fans when they broke the curse. Like, it's that much of a monumental, like, things really shouldn't matter. Once you get that kind of a monkey off your back, it's like, you know, nothing else. That's how I feel about the Bears. If they could ever win a Super Bowl in my lifetime, I'd be like, all right, I'm good. It's over. I'm good.
All right, it's synonymous with winning. And I'll tell you what else is synonymous with winning is repping the Chubbies brand, which sponsored the Brilliantly Dumb Show and has for some time now. If you're looking to feel good, look good, and be good, check out our friends over at Chubbies. Your stuff is so comfy. It should come with a warning label. And as the temperatures drop, the weather gets grim. Their flannels, pullovers, and quarter zips will keep you warm and ready for anything. Not only that, they're also just launched your favorite football squad. Chubbies has launched an NFL collection, and it's exactly what football fans have been wanting for. Imagine repping your favorite team while lounging by the pool or hanging out in the hot tub, thanks to their buttery stretch pools and vibrant team-themed swim trunks. All 32 teams are available, even your Bears, Mikey. They're doing a lot of winning. So here's what you got to do. For a limited time, Chubbies is going to be giving our listeners 20% off your purchase at Chubbies with the promo code DUMB at checkout. But if it's Black Friday, skip the code and take advantage of even bigger markdowns during their exclusive Black Friday sale. Just head to thechubbyshorts.com. Make sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. We love our friends at Chubbies. We're all a little chubbier after that at promo.
Mikey. Yeah. Somebody DM me, and it's so true, and I've heard it before. Do you think Cutsy has a lot similar with Trump? Like, Cutsy's got a lot of Trump.
Yeah, because I'm going to say, the only reason I'm going to say yes, Joe, is because when I did some of those, like, impression videos of you, people would constantly be like, yo, there's a lot of Trump coming out in that. Like, they always were like, there's a lot of Trump in there.
Yeah. Also, too, like, Cutsy can just, like, deny things, like, in his way, and he'll just, like, move on to, you know what I mean? Like, love or hate
That's
Trump.
That's ridiculous. Never happened. Yeah. Never would happen. Never could happen.
Deny it and act like it just never happened. It's pretty wild. All right. Moving along. Buy or sell. Take it away, and then we'll close there with Mikey V. I want to buy... Not even just to get a better deal. This is for real. My parents were at dinner last night, kitchen, because of you, Joe.
Isn't that place good?
Yeah, I got to ask my dad what he thought. But they were out to dinner last night, and the guy who's doing the AV at Bob HQ. So it's a huge operation with audio panels. There's so much they have to do. Met with them last week. I had three different AV guys come in. These guys knocked it out of the park. To be honest, so much of it, like, yes, a good amount of it's about the invoice and price and whatnot. I like judging the people, like, based off how the people are. Like, a big thing for me, I would be at the HQ with Narod, and this always drives me nuts. This drives me nuts about people in general. Some people, when they talk to you, Narod will be with me, and granted, The HQ, you know, I'm making decisions on the HQ, but they'll just look at me. It's like she's not even there. You ever have that, like, where you go out to dinner or something with your girlfriend and, like, the guy comes over and he's just looking at you and he won't look at your wife or your girlfriend or whatever as well? It's a big thing. These guys
are social faux pas.
Yeah, what?
It's a social faux pas.
What does that even mean?
It means like it's like a social deficiency. Basically.
Oh, it's
like,
true. Like
it's a social error. And if there's anyone who's an expert in social errors, it's the D-man, because he went to the formal training school in
Switzerland.
Even if you're with friends, like not even your girlfriend or whatever, like even if you're with friends, there's people that'll just look at you and you have other people and it makes them feel like shit. Anyway, these guys were amazing. They were so personable, just awesome, awesome people. My parents are having dinner. They go to get the check. The waiter comes by, no check. The guys, Atlantic Smart Technologies, my guys, Matt, who's been doing the Bob HQ, they took care of the whole bill. And then they came over, said hello, said we're working with Bob on this thing. We're so excited for this project. Took care of the whole bill.
Classy.
Unbelievable. Yeah, just an incredible gesture. Atlantic Smart Technologies, shout out my guy, Matt. As classy of a play as it gets. That's as good as it gets.
100%.
You know, it's also talking about old school about social miscues. Most people, it's a staggering percentage of people don't make proper eye contact when talking to you directly to you. It's one of the things that I would look at when I would interview people to see how their eye contact was. If they had bad eye contact, it was an immediate strike on them.
See, now I'd love to have like some footage of those interviews. That would be fascinating. That would be fascinating to watch.
Like that's exactly where my mind went.
Yeah. And the eye contact thing, like I told you guys, even with Dom, when I get Dom on the pod, like that's such a major thing to stress to them from the time they're little, because it's when they're little that they got to learn that. Like you got to, if you're talking to an adult, you look them in the eye. You have to look them in the eye and keep it. And that's hard for them.
These are the things they should be teaching in school, Mikey, but instead they're teaching you about geometry, things that you don't need in life.
Teaching you about things worse than that, Joseph. More useless, I should say, than that.
We would go out to dinner like as a family, and like there was this local spot that everybody knew everybody, and people would come over and they wouldn't look at us. They would just talk to my dad, and my dad would point that out. He'd be like, "Do you see how when he comes over, he's just looking?" He's like, "It's terrible," because then it makes those people feel like they are so unimportant. Like why?
Right.
It drives me nuts. Yep. It's one of my pet peeves. Sometimes. Like I would look over at Narod while he's talking to get him to be like, "Hey, you got to look at both here."
Yeah.
Drives me nuts. Mikey, go ahead by yourself.
I'm going to sell this week. This was a situation that happened in the NFL this week, and it ended up not actually happening, but the Lions announced that Frank Ragnow, their all-pro center, was unretiring after he had just announced preseason that he had retired, and all of a sudden I see in the middle of the week, big news, the Lions are getting back their all-pro center because he's unretiring now. Now, he failed a physical, so he's not going to play this year. That just happened like 2 days ago. But when the announcement came out, I was like, this is bullshit. And it's not because it's the Lions. The same thing, I think, I don't know if Gronkowski did it or it happened. I think it should just be a rule. If you announce in the offseason that you're retiring, you could come back from unretiring, but there's no way that you should be allowed to do it in that season, in my opinion. Like, if you make the announcement, I'm retiring from football, you don't start the season, you have to sit that season out. Like, you can't just come back.
You should do it every year.
I think it's bullshit, man, because, like, now this guy has 13 less weeks of wear and tear on his body compared to everybody else. Like, and you just get to come back. Like, I think it's nonsense. I think, you know, again, he's not going to play because he failed the physical. But if you announce retirement in the same calendar NFL year, you should have to sit that season, in my opinion. You can't just, I'm retiring and then come back at week 15 because your team's in a playoff push. The Lions are in a critical playoff push right now. Like, this just feels, it's just bullshit. I think it's bullshit. So I'm selling the retire, unretire. And that's just, to me, is nonsense. So I think they need to change that.
The Lions' O-line is pretty banged up. So they had him come back because
I don't know how banged up they are, because they still got the tackles. Decker's their starting left tackle, has been for years. Sewell's the right tackle. Sewell. He's been there for years. He's still healthy. So I'm sure the interior may be banged, but you know, Bob, not for nothing. At this point in the season, the NFL, what team isn't banged up? Joe's tight end's out for the year. The Bears don't have a starting linebacker
that has played all hurt
the last two fucking weeks. It's crazy.
O-line's so interesting because they get hurt so much. It's so easy to roll an ankle on the O-line or whatnot. It's so crucial. A team with a good O-line that just dominates the trenches, it's so big. It's not a sexy draft pick if you do take it, though. It's just such an interest. Like, look at Will Campbell. I mean, he was fucking awesome. And then he roll an ankle? It's so easy on a pile to get hurt. And it's so crucial to have. But then franchises, fans get upset if you take an O-lineman because it's not a sexy pick.
I mean, look at the Bears are the best case example. I mean, this was a team that could never get the O-line right. And then they roll into Philadelphia against those monsters that Philly has up front, Jalen Carter and what's his name? Jordan Davis from Georgia, those big, huge monsters. And they each Menungai goes for 120 yards rushing. Swift goes for 120 yards rushing. They're good backs. Don't get me wrong. But the offensive line is everything. If you don't have a good O-line, you're fucking cooked, bro. You're cooked.
Totally. Look at, I always think about Saquon on the Giants. Like, I used to watch him.
Yeah. Great example.
He's so good. There's nothing he can do. He gets the ball. There's nothing. There's only so much that you could do. You have to have somewhat of a competent O-line than with the
Philly. That's why he rushed for 2,000 yards with Philly, because Philly's O-line is always notoriously good. Now, this year, they're a little – another team, Lane Johnson, he's out. They're banged up too. But, yeah, O-line is everything.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the ask, Bob. Tough showing on the geometry. I think last week, Petey just asked me a question that, like, right or wrong, was just gonna put me in a locker with the slices. If there's four people, that was crazy.
You got it right.
I know. It was demoralizing.
That was worded like a sixth grade math quiz, though. It Correct. Was worded that way. It was funny. I
appreciate the passion, Petey, but it was a tough scene.
While we get into the Ask Bob segment, the Ask Bob segment of the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at Lucy. Lucy, we've been talking about Lucy for a long time. She's a great girl, 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. Lucy Breakers, the nicotine pouches with the extra hidden surprises. We all know each pouch holds a capsule that can be broken open to release extra flavor and hydration. Speaking of flavors, they got flavors at the wazoo, apple ice, espresso, mango, and every level of nicotine desired, 3 milligrams, 6 milligrams, 8. They have the whole, you can run the whole gamut. And those are some of my favorite flavors that I've mentioned before. So let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/dumb, D-U-M-B, and use promo code D-U-M-B, dumb, to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. Again, that's lucy.co. And use code DUMB to get 20% off. And here comes the fine print, ladies and gentlemen. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
And I just want to take the time out, folks. Just like, comment, subscribe. If you can, I'm putting that little icon right there. Thanks to our new
stream.
Yeah, I could also, I could do like, you know, one of these on you. If Mikey Updates has something.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
That would be next when he announces his little inside.
Come on, Mikey. Give us.
It's going to be fully cooked by then.
Wait, Mikey. Can we get the scoop here?
The season's going to be over.
Yeah, come on, man.
There could be a surprise retirement announcement I'm hearing from a very household name in college football. That's all I'm going to say.
Give us the name.
I can't give the name, Bob. I can't do that. You know that. I can't.
Well, but it's the coach isn't the one telling you, right?
Oh.
Is Wink retired? Oh, Coach Wink is retiring?
That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous inference, Bob. No.
Why?
No.
But why is that ridiculous? He's had a long, healthy career.
No. Yeah, no, Wink shouldn't be going anywhere. If anything, Wink should be going back to the NFL the way he's performed at Michigan. I mean, he's the only pulse they got over there. The offense ain't doing nothing, that's for sure.
Yeah. Can I just put something in if the Jets are listening? People don't know exactly. Like, I'd love to see Wink come to the Jets. People don't know exactly who is going to be the quarterback. Like, there's not like a standout guaranteed quarterback that you got to take, like a must do. That next draft class at 2027 is fucking loaded. If I'm the Jets, take your pick that you're going to get. It's going to probably be a top five pick. Trade that too. Trade it. And just have the entire 2027 draft class.
You have how many first rounders in 27? Two or three?
I think it's three.
Now, 2027, there's a realistic possibility that you could somehow, if you're terrible next year, if you're beyond terrible, you could end up with like Julian Sain, Jeremiah Smith, and like
Simmons. The whole Ohio State offensive line. Yeah.
And Colin, you could get like Colin Simmons, the edge rusher from Texas. Like, that's a realistic possibility.
Well, you sell the pick. Okay. You sell it this year. Yes. And then that automatically tanks us for next year. So then we'll have a top five pick for next year.
So what do you say, though, this year? What do you say to those fans, though, Bob, who like
they want to see winning?
They have season tickets and they're going out to every game and like they just want to see the team. What do you say to the fans like that? I'm just curious because I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, would you rather?
Well, the chosen people waited 1,000 years for Moses, but you know, like, so like, why not wait an extra year to have an unbelievable team?
Look, would you rather just suffer for a lifetime or wait one more year? I got a friend, you know, Joe, Mike Rampone, him and his family go to MetLife every weekend that they're at home.
That's
brutal, and they do man. The tailgate. And I just, it's so sad. They all have their jet jackets on, and it's sad in the sense of not what they're doing. I appreciate them supporting, but you feel bad. It's like, God, they're so supportive. They bring all these sausage and peppers and everything from the grocery store. They set up these grills from their trunk and they do all this stuff. And
it is wild. Some of the, you know what, else? What?
Goes to MetLife all the time. Was it Mikey Martinez used to go all
correct.
The time?
Correct. Yeah.
He's a Giants fan.
Yeah. Him and Alex.
I mean, but you have people so ingrained in that tailgate culture. It's the same. It's the same groups of people that have been doing this for generations, though.
Like, I think it's not awesome.
It is on the one hand, if you have a crew that has it down like clockwork, like you said, Bob, they got the grills, they got the pop-up tents, they got the generators, they got music. I mean, I've been to some tailgate setups and you're like, holy shit, man. Like, this is unbelievable.
We're going to be tailgating next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That is true. If I was ingrained in those,
probably gonna be fucking freezing that night.
Yeah, that's
freezing. Wow. Yeah. Really? Oh yeah. I don't know where the tickets are, but it's gonna be Arrowhead could get snow. It's fucking cold.
I just want to go get some barbecue at some.
You've
point.
Never you've to. Never seen it snow at Arrowhead Stadium, Joe? It gets cold there. It gets cold. Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the ass, Bob. Sorry, we got carried away. That's on me. The Jets thing got me.
Good banter. It's good banter.
Right. Yeah. Let's go, ass, Bob. I'll start with you again, Petey.
All right. I had one that was really good, but I'll save that. I'll save that for next week. This one is good too. All right. This week for the ass, Bob. I would like to ask our friend, Bob, what is the latitude line located at 0 degrees, which separates the northern and southern hemisphere known as?
The equator.
Oh, yeah, that's wild. Yeah.
Right out of the gate. Good
Holy
for you, Bob.
Shit, Bob. Once
you said what separates north and south, I was like, okay. I thought you were going to ask something. When you first started.
Yeah, when he said latitude, I was like, oh, boy. Yeah. No, but that's a good question because I could see me getting good that question. Wrong. Good that question. Was good.
Good question.
Good job.
You said it's a good question.
You got that in seconds. That's what I don't know about Bob, man. There's sometimes where I'm like, I don't know if he's going to get this. And then there's some he knows immediately.
I would have put a considerable amount of money and lost a considerable amount of money on last week with the cylinder versus the cube. I would have bet so much that he would have got cube and not cylinder. I would have thought he would have never got cylinder.
Cube was the easiest of the three.
I know. I got a weird mind, dude. A dumb one and a weird
strange,
one.
Strange. Yeah. All right. Ask Bob question for this week. Bob, I would like you to name for me. There are four calendar months that have only 30 days. Okay. Oh. 30 days calendar months. There's four of them. I'd like you to name three of the four. Now, one should be very easy. I need three out of four, Bob.
So every month for me is based off Cameo. If I have that extra 31st day. And that's true. That is 100% true.
Could you imagine learning that in like first or second grade? Well, in Cameo, these months give you the extra day to get the videos done.
Because you know why? He doesn't deposit till the end of the month.
All right. So go ahead, Bob.
That it's 100, but Joe, that is 100% true. So I know November because I know we're leading into the end of November. I know I don't have that extra day.
So that's the one that's almost like a gimme because we're in November. So, okay, November's gone. Now you got to get two more. There's four.
And then I always remember wanting to have a big bounce back month because January is a slow cameo month for me. So I think, I'll get it back in February. But February's short.
28 days. That doesn't count because it's not 30 days. It's 28 days. There's 4 months with 30 days exactly. 30 days.
Oh, I thought you were talking about months that don't have 31. Okay.
No. 4 months in the calendar year have 30 days exactly. You got one November. I need two more out of the four.
I'm not going to know this, but April?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. That's two.
So I'm not going to know this, but
you only got to get one more.
Bobbo, I got a jingle, by the way, for you, Bob, that you will never forget.
moving forward.
It's a good jingle.
It's the classic jingle.
June?
Yes!
Bob, to June? Yeah.
There you go. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31 except for February and a leap year.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
Very well done.
I literally just thought about cameo months on what month I had that extra day or not.
Hey, Bob, it's whatever crazy. Works, man. Whatever
I
works.
Know.
Whatever works, dude.
Yeah.
This guy is built differently, dude.
Sure I tell you what, though. That's a big ass Bob for me. I needed that, man. I needed that bad.
Some would argue you needed that almost as much as Penix and Metcalf needed a correct sword.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
But we haven't gotten that yet, Bob.
Keep laughing.
Maybe this next one. No, but maybe this next one is the big one. That's the one that gets the shot.
I wish we could get this report out this week.
We're gonna get one.
We're not asking for the source. We're just asking for the coach that's gonna retire.
Yeah, I can't. Oh. I can't do that.
Is this coming from Wink?
No.
It's 100% coming from Wink. Coach Wink is the absolute source of it. 100%.
We got to give Coach Wink a break, man. Guy just had a tough game.
He did.
Right? So let's give him a break.
They gave him a lot of airtime, too. Like, God forbid.
He looked great.
Yeah, he looked great. Dude, I'll tell you what.
By the way, Coach Wink, he held his own that first half. They held their own, man. The offense did nothing. Their offense didn't give. And that's exactly, Bob, if you remember leading up, I told him, I said, I know exactly what our defense is going to do. I know what your defense is going to do. I don't know what their offense. I said,
Some coaches look better in snow.
They would have stopped them on fourth down there, too, I think.
Okay.
I think so, too. They stopped them. Wink's defense put up a goal line stand again. He looked in those fucking huge Oakleys with the snow falling. He looked like a fucking bad motherfucker. He looked good.
So, I've got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's biggest gaming sale of the year? I mean, these are Cyber Monday prices we're talking about, so it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Gift yourself a new Alienware 16 Area 51 gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core Ultra processors. And even better, you could get it during Cyber Monday. Plus, you could save on all kinds of displays and accessories like the Alienware 32 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So, I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before the lowest prices of the year go dark.
Yeah, all right, let's get into our top five. I don't know how you guys...
Top five.
Yeah, and you know what? If I'm being honest, I don't love it. I didn't get much from you guys. You guys seemed okay with it. So
I was fine with it. I think it's good. It's just, I think it's good.
Well, I think the way I did it was a little weird where I said top five Nickelodeon/Disney Channel shows of all time. Nickelodeon TV channel shows, not Cartoon Network. So I didn't know if you guys wanted to add in Cartoon. Okay, so then that's fine. We'll do no Cartoon Network. But this could be a one where we may say one and it might be Cartoon Network. But top five Nickelodeon or Disney shows of all time. You okay with that there, fellas?
Yeah. So we might run out.
Yeah.
No, we're not gonna run out.
I could see that being a problem.
Bob, you won last week, right?
I did. I won last week. Mikey just by a hair came second. PD 3. I'm gonna go one.
Yeah. Now, I don't have pen and paper on me, but I got to try and keep.
It's okay.
I got to try and do this. All right. Go ahead, Bob.
Mikey, where would you like to go?
Oh, sorry. Three.
Okay. So I'm going to go SpongeBob SquarePants out of the gate.
Yeah, you like that show. I wasn't a big fan of the show.
Yeah, it's iconic.
It was like also past our, like some of these shows, Mikey, are like not. during our time. So it's interesting.
You guys might hit us with some older. You might be able to see the differences here.
I'm a Hey Arnold.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to wrap around. Give me Doug and Rugrats on the wrap around.
Doug and rapper. I'll go with Even Stevens. I like that one. I really do. That was
I gotta be honest. I swear on my kids. Oh, no. I love you. I don't know. I never heard of that.
Even Stevens was really popular.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
it wasn't a cartoon.
Disney or Nickelodeon?
It was Nickelodeon, I think.
I think it was Disney. Even Stevens was a banger.
Yeah. It was a banger.
Okay.
It wasn't an animated.
Right.
So I won Drake and Josh. That was always my go-to. And then
Drake,
I won
hold on. Drake and Josh. Yeah. Got that. Drake and Josh. Yeah. Yep.
I won Drake and Josh. And then I won Jimmy Neutron.
Joseph.
I'll go with Recess.
Yeah, another banger.
That was one of my favorites. It was so good.
I used to watch that all the time.
You mean, are you afraid of the dark?
Oh, that's a great one, Michael.
Thank you.
That was the Secret Society.
Yeah, and then give me Salute Your Shorts.
I never saw that one.
What?
Salute Your Shorts, man. Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You ever heard of Hey Dude?
Yeah.
The cowboy one? Yeah. They were like similar times. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's like me. Bob, I got to be honest. I have no idea what Drake and Josh is. Zero clue.
You don't know Drake and Josh?
I heard of it. I heard of it, but I never watched it.
Yeah. Bob, I have no idea. This is my reactions when you say things. Like, that's,
Holy shit. That's a banger.
I never heard of it.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
All right.
I'm going to go with Hannah Montana. Say what you will, it was a banger, dude. She was great back in the day. I don't know what happened when she grew up. I don't know.
I don't know either.
A lot of those, it's sad. A lot of those kids, you know, with what they went through, it's such a strange.
Yeah, very strange.
That documentary was horrifying with that scumbag. Oh, God, that was hard to watch. Yep. Especially for you having kids, Mikey, watching that. Like, it just has to be, has to get your blood boiling.
Yeah. Those TV kids, like, from the early 90s and, like, the movie kids, like, they grew up in some fucked up shit, bro. They really did.
So, I want Fairly Odd Parents. You got back
to
back here
to close you out. Fairly Odd Parents. This is your last pick. Fairly Odd Parents, and then you got one more.
And then give me Boy Meets World.
Okay. Was that Nickelodeon?
Let me double check that.
I love Boy Meets World, but I didn't think that was.
I don't think it is, but I'm gonna.
I don't think it is. I would have taken that.
Boy Meets World released what network? I thought they were because I questioned that too. So
it's on Disney Plus, so it's got to be Disney Family. It probably was like ABC, but it's. Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
including in that. I love Boy Meets World.
The show later aired in syndication on
another one. It's an ABC including show.
Disney Channel and ABC. Well, the committee come in, but it says Disney right on here. Because
Disney owns ABC now.
There you go.
By the letter of the law, it should have been on a Disney Channel or on a Nickelodeon channel. So for that reason and that reason only, I'm going to say nay. If Mikey disagrees with me.
I'm going to have to agree with Joe, man.
Okay.
It's such a banger that I think it could sway you to win, and it technically wasn't on that channel when it aired.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a ball buster, but.
No.
What's right is right. The committee's been called spineless way too many times.
Well, not today, Michael. Not today.
No, not today. I agree. Not today.
I'm not fighting it. It's a big day
for the committee.
No, Bob's handling it well.
So give me The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Yeah, that's one.
What is it, Bob? Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
And I'll be honest. Twins. Yeah, I'm happy I'm done because if I had to pick after this, I have nothing after this.
I'm going to go with Lizzie McGuire. Another great one.
She was my biggest crush. She was up there. Vanessa Hudgens' High School Musical for me was as good as it gets. At number one crush.
My last pick, I'm going to take Rocco's Modern Life is my last pick.
Okay. So, go ahead, Michael.
I was going to read the list, but go ahead.
Now, Vanessa Hudgens' High School Musical and Lila Garrity, Friday Night Lights were my two biggest crushes. Ariana Grande later in the day.
Topanga?
Topanga is the OG. Yeah, of course. Oh, so where did Boy Meets World air?
ABC.
No.
Yeah. Yes. And that's why Disney owns ABC.
I looked up the Wikipedia. It's 1993 ABC originally, September
93. Yeah, that one was probably one of my favorites.
That was a banger. Then they had Girl Meets World. But
you know the teacher's on Cameo.
He is Mr. Feeney.
Yeah. I've seen him on the leaderboard.
He does good. Charges top dollar, but he does a good job. Really? Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like when you get to that older age, you could just do whatever you want.
100%.
And you will.
Yeah.
And I'm not there yet. Give me 10 years.
You're close. Bob had the number one pick. He took SpongeBob SquarePants, Drake and Josh, Jimmy Neutron, Fairly Odd Parents, Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. Joe had the two pick. He took Hey Arnold, Even Stevens, Recess, right? Recess?
Yeah, Recess.
Hannah Montana and Lizzie McGuire. I took Rugrats, Doug, Are You Afraid of the Dark, Salute Your Shorts, Rocco's Modern Life.
I could be wrong. I think I'm going to run away with it. I really do. Because I also think that it's not even against you guys. Our fans are more new age, I would believe.
Probably.
Maybe, I mean, could be wrong. I don't know what the shorts show is. I can't.
I'll tell you what, Hannah Montana's a banger, dude.
Hannah Montana's a banger. I can't believe you don't know Drake and Josh.
I've never seen a single episode.
You neither, Pete.
I saw that when I was looking through the list of the shows. I saw it. I remember seeing their face. I kind of recognized it, but I couldn't tell you a single thing.
I couldn't tell you nothing.
And like part of it, maybe I was gonna say like at the beginning, like we might run out because Mikey, like there's a lot of shows there that I don't really know. The other one I knew that I used to watch was That's So Raven. I watched that.
Yeah, sometime. banger.
And then The Proud Family. I watched that sometimes.
So you know what? I could be very wrong. I mean, there could be people that I don't know. You don't know. Really, really solid episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you as always. Please make sure to click that like, comment, and subscribe button. Happy holidays as always, fellas. Quality stuff. We love you. We'll see you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply. Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work, transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.